AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has left the White House for the first trip of his second administration outside of Washington, D.C. First stop, hurricane-battered western North Carolina. Matt Mercer with the State Republican Party.
I think President Trump wants to see that and wants to provide comfort to the folks who are still affected.
From North Carolina, he flies to Los Angeles to tour damage from the wildfires. But CBS's Tom Waits says not everyone will be happy to see the president.
People here in the fire zones, the last thing they want right now is to deal with politics. They want that taken out of the situation. They just want help. They want to recover and they want to rebuild.
Presidents threatened to withhold federal emergency funds. Israel's issued a statement signaling it will keep some troops in Lebanon beyond Sunday's withdrawal deadline. Four more Israeli hostages, all female, are expected to be released from Gaza tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following the State of the State address on Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Oshkosh to meet with local leaders and community members. Lisa Hale has more.
He told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
All I can say is that the people of Wisconsin are concerned about the fact that we have people, immigrants, working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday to meet with local leaders and community members and discuss how to support local communities in this Year of the Kid.
Beginning in March, travelers flying American Airlines out of the Central Wisconsin Airport will have larger, dual-class planes. Operated by Envoy Air, American Airlines will introduce the Embraer 170 aircraft. The number of seats will increase by 15 to a total of 65 passengers and will offer the convenience of first-class and main cabin options. They're also increasing the number of flights. Starting on April 4th, American will offer 3 daily flights from CWA to the Chicago O'Hare Hub. CWA officials believe this move is helping position Central Wisconsin Airport as a top-tier regional travel hub. You can find more state and local news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at BullFallsRadio.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Bucks trounce the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges, getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. It's 13 below right now.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. It is Friday, the 24th of January, 2025. A cold start at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature of 10 degrees below zero. I am Chad Holmes, trying to wrap up this week, get to the finish line. And again, it's been a rough week voice-wise. I've used the comparison. It's like Usain Bolt trying to run the 110-meter dash with a pulled hamstring. It's just not easy. But appreciate the patience this week as we finish off this work week. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik. Talk about Wisconsin sports here to wrap up the work week. We'll have at the end of the program our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the famous folks celebrating birthdays, special events going on today. And then back by popular demand, our number for the day quiz. And we will give the quiz with the number for the day to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Back with us. Yep. Ian has not been with us all week until today because he was down in Florida, a vacation at Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And does it feel colder now because you were a little warmer this week?
You know, honestly, it does feel pretty cold, especially getting in my car this morning after I warmed it up. It's... I saw the temperature was -16. I think by the time I got to the station, it jumped up a little bit, but it was still in the negatives. So, yeah, it's going to take a few days to readjust to the Wisconsin cold. But
though having a one-day work week works out pretty well.
Yeah, especially on a Friday.
So come right back, get your feet wet, and then you have the weekend.
Yeah, but then I can start a brand new week next week of number.
I know, it's like quizzes. You've been able to refresh and recharge the batteries.
hopefully get off to a good start today and then really roll into it next week.
Absolutely.
Would you like to know the topic for today?
Is it about Disney?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Because
you can still tell me.
I thought about that, but it's like time to turn the page. Time to move forward.
Yeah, move forward.
We're going to move forward. And also because I saw this number for the day, and I thought, well, I don't want to waste it. It was actually one of the numbers for the day earlier in the week.
Oh, okay.
Did not mention it on the radio or anything like that.
I'm good with that. What is the topic?
It is Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Are you a Pokemon person?
Oh, I was a huge Pokemon fan when I was a kid. Actually, I still am a pretty good fan of today. When I was a kid, I would collect all the trading cards, and I watched the show. Oh, I was on a TV and played the video games as well. I'm probably going to date myself here, but my brother Travis and myself, we used to play the Pokemon games all the time. And okay, does anybody remember these? The Game Boy Colors and the Game Boy Advance? Yeah, that's how old I am. I played a Pokemon games on a Game Boy Advance and a Game Boy Color. Just, oh, I just remember the old cartridges and what they looked like. Like, you know, there was the Fire Red, Ocean Blue. There was even a Pikachu one as well. I enjoyed that one as well. But just, yeah, so many good childhood memories. And Pokemon has definitely been around for a very long time and still very popular today, especially with the Pokemon Go apps on the phone now, because you can go to different locations in the world where they can catch Pokemon, you can train them as well, as long as you have permission to go on other people's property. Because I've seen stories on the news where people have gone into places they're not supposed to catch Pokemon. Like there was a story about somebody who went to a firehouse that was closed, and they got in trouble for that. There are people going into neighbors' yards. So it's a fun game, but just know your limitations.
I thought that might fit well for you. So that's why I thought that would be one to keep on the side for when you came back. I thought maybe you were into that. So very, very good. So that will be coming up at the end of the program.
Yeah, I grew up on the original generation of Pokemon where there was only 150. And nowadays it's over I can't even imagine, but it's over 1,000. I know that for sure. But it's definitely evolved over the years.
All right. Very good. I want to spend a few minutes talking a little bit more about what we need to do here as we continue into the future of Trump 2.0. And there was some controversy, and I'm not sure if you missed this when you were on vacation. There was a inaugural prayer service at the in Washington's National Cathedral on Tuesday, where President Trump and the Vice President were there. And Marianne Buddy, the Reverend, the Episcopal Bishop of Washington, made a plea for mercy to President Trump during the event, saying that there were a lot of people that were scared right now, talking about people who are gay, lesbian, transgender, who fear for their lives right now, and wanted to make a personal plea to the president that has this power. And she told Rachel Maddow this week that the sermon was meant as an appeal to everybody, not just the president, but people need to know what's true about our immigrant neighbors, who they are, the kind of people that we're blessed to be among, she said, and to remember them in our understanding of what it means to be an American. And it was an incredibly courageous move. And I think we all need to have that kind of courage, because this first week of the second Trump administration has been, in, I think, a lot of ways, more traumatic than I think many people thought it might even be.
I agree.
So courage is needed. And this bishop, knowing that this man holds grudges like very few, to speak to him personally and to basically call him out for his hatred of immigrants and those who are not like him. And as one would expect, Trump fired back. He criticized the sermon.
Oh, gosh.
Called Buddy a so-called bishop, a radical left hardline Trump hater. The White House press secretary said that Buddy had chosen to weaponize the pulpit and called them lies, which is ridiculous. Buddy was asked about how she was going to respond to the vitriol that came from those on the MAGA right. And she was very calm about it. Said, wanted to encourage a different kind of conversation. The idea that there aren't people out there who are scared, who are fearful, who are nervous about their very own physical safety because of the rhetoric and the policies that are put forth by Donald J. Trump, to say that somehow a lie is ridiculous.
It is.
So I just wanted to point out, as we get to the end of this first week of the new Trump administration, that courage is going to be needed more than ever. Yeah. And especially when we've seen the people of wealth and the people of power genuflect at the altar of Trump. So again, we need better responses from our leaders. And I'm talking about political leaders as well. Courage from the leaders of the Democratic Party.
We can't be passive.
Courage from those in the Republican Party that know when something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think one of the heroes of the week was this reverend who spoke truth to power to their face.
Absolutely.
You don't see that very often. It's very hard to do. I would be very nervous doing that. It's, and to show that courage and to know the pushback you're going to get. So, I'd say one of the hero of the week, if there was an award, would go to Reverend Buddy for her words spoken directly to Donald J. Trump this week.
Thank you for your courage, Reverend.
And I think
I think that all of us could follow in her extraordinary example.
The time is 9:18. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Paul Miklag. He's going to be joining us to talk about Wisconsin sports. Mm-hmm. In just a few moments. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You can't always get it when you really want it. You can't always get it at all. Just because there's space in your life, it's a waste to spend your time. Why don't you wait for the call? Just gonna get used to it. We all get it in the end. Just gonna get used to it. We go down and we come up again. Just gonna get used to it. You irritate me, my friend. This is no social.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbows, a sun in your eyes.
Playing our Donald Trump song. See, that's what he says. It's America. You got to be crazy to want a guy like me. But we're going to put that to the side. Heading to the weekend. Talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg. Today, you are the guy with the better voice. You're the radio guy today.
Yeah, I was on the way over. I was thinking that...
Did you bring your gun to shoot me?
No. I was... I thought this was Saturday morning on there. I got there. I thought I was like,
I'm doing my Sully impersonation.
Am I losing it? Am I losing my mind? Is it Saturday?
It's like, hey, Sully's doing the show.
Yeah. I was like, that's interesting. I didn't know Chad had Sal fill in for him.
By the way, real fast, because you were with us on Sully's show, did you pick Ohio State?
Yes.
I thought you did.
Just like I said, that Detroit's a fraud.
Was the whole NFC North a fraud?
And I said Minnesota was not going.
Was the Packers
a fraud? I just want to go back to that.
You know, I'm a real,
I was
real
right.
Real fast.
That I was right.
Real fast. Yes, you're right. But I say fraud is a little strong when you lose so much defensively. I mean, it was going to.
Actually, I don't think I actually ever used the word fraud. You said the fraud.
You used it off air.
Yeah, well, because you started saying it. So then I just went with it.
No, you didn't.
Again,
you're making things.
Well, I just knew that the defense was going to take too many hits. They were taking way too many hits when we said it.
Right. You know, we saw it when, you know.
That was in November already.
Yeah.
I mean, so you could just feel that somebody was going to. And it was about that time frame, I think. That they played Houston and he had five turnovers or five interceptions. And he just kind of knew that he was capable of that in a situation and that the defense was going to take way too many hits or was taking way too many hits. And they were going to run into somebody that was hot. Because you take those turnovers away, to be honest with you, they probably still win the game.
Right. No.
Even though they couldn't stop them. But they probably still win that game. So I would think that it goes back to the turnovers. You can't have that many turnovers and think you're going to win a game.
No. And there's something, and I don't know, when a number one seed falls behind, the pressure ratchets up real quick. I thought they didn't handle. I thought the pick six. It felt like he was trying to make something happen. When, you know, you got to just play the game. And I thought they I don't call it panic, but maybe try to force it a little bit, and that kind of put them behind the eight ball.
The other thing that those two coaches, their coordinators, were out the door already. And again, I'm not saying that that's like a bad, like.
You know what that reminds me of? Mike Holmgren.
Yes.
He's out the door. They lost that Super Bowl.
Correct.
Narrow margins is what you're saying, right?
Yes. Margins. And I'm not saying that they're not, they don't care.
But there's narrow margins in that league.
Correct. And you kind of, you know, don't tell me that it wasn't on their mind, and it's not something that you're thinking of. I don't care. I mean, they had interviews before. I mean, there's no doubt that it's not saying that their game plan wasn't any good or anything like that. But and again, they do things. They always did things where they would make try a trick play that they didn't need to. They were running the ball at 10 yards a pop. I mean, what are we doing? A double reverse pass to,
it's the look at me. I'm a genius.
I thought they were all thinking themselves. I mean, they always did. They always do that. Every game, they did that. And again,
instead
it didn't work.
Instead of playing solid football.
I mean, they were running. They couldn't stop their run game. I mean, those running backs are amazing. And it just seemed like they had to be fancy in that situation, and they got caught. And we said, or at least I said earlier in the year, that was going to catch up to you sooner or later in a situation, and it all caught up at one time is what happened.
Remember when the Packers were battling Washington for that spot? Could the Packers have been Washington?
I don't think they were hot, so I think they would have had offensively, defensively they're fine, but offensively I don't think they would have. They keep on saying, I read it again, and I know like the half the they're like, next year he's gonna be a head coach, so the Packers got to go, they got to go do it this year. I want to know is that, did anybody think that he was even going to be in the NFL at this time last year?
Talking about Halfley?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now he's going from a guy that wasn't even in the NFL to a guy that they're saying is, well, the Packers probably got 1 year with him yet, and he's going to be a head coach somewhere.
And frankly, I don't think he's irreplaceable. Is he this once-in-a-lifetime defensive coordinator?
I don't see us. I mean,
even if they were great this year, come on, there's got to be something. I mean, no, it's not. It has. Well, whatever. I mean,
but what's ironic is that they got better in the secondary. Okay, and I'm no Joe Barry fan, because I'm not. But if Joe Barry had that secondary, or that safeties that they had this year, he would have been better too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I
and was, a linebacker.
But I'll say as well. I think Halfley deserves some of that credit beyond just getting the personnel.
You think? Okay, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I think he's doing fine. I think he's fine defensive coordinator.
But this idea that he's a slam dunk head coach, yeah, I don't agree with that.
I mean, Cooper ended up being our best linebacker. Okay, so he was drafted. Our best secondary was McKinley, and he came for free agency. And then the other guys were drafted. So their best players were guys that weren't on the team last year defensively. Let's throw the defense alignment coach under the bus and say that he was the problem because we didn't have enough pressure. You know, where I don't think if we had the correct talent.
Boy, I'm just not a big fan of. I mean, again, there could be a guy that is just not good. You know, that line, I don't know. But it always comes across to me as, well, we didn't make, so we got to do something here. Again, I hate that.
Wasn't he a carryover?
I don't know.
I'm almost positive he was a carryover. And that's the only thing that kind of irks me.
Okay, very good. Going to take a break. We're going to bring in the trainers, get my voice back, and we'll come back with more.
Sounds good, Chad.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new bill in the works to allow politicians to drop out of political races. Savannah Tomei-Olson explains.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would change Wisconsin election law to allow candidates to get off the ballot. You'll remember last year, Robert F. Kennedy dropped out of the race and supported Donald Trump. After that, he asked to get his name removed from Wisconsin ballots. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission said no. They said, according to the law, the only way we can drop your name is if you died. Kennedy even filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin courts agreed. Well, now Republicans in the state legislature have introduced a new bill that would allow people to be removed from the ballot if they provide a sworn statement to the commission and pay a fee. They'd have to file the paperwork by mid-June to get their name removed for an August primary, and by the end of August to get off the ballot for a November election.
While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Next week is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. We are hitting the height of awards season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutal List and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. It's 13 below right now.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel will discuss how to defend the Constitution. Also, how many pardoned J6ers violently attacked police officers? And what's in the RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels north to take on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School Boys Basketball on WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Merrill in High School Boys Basketball. Friday night, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. On your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
I should let Ian introduce everything.
I think so.
Welcome us back, Ian.
He's back on vacation.
Yep. Welcome back to the Jen Holmes Show, people. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, online at WXCO.FM. Had to pause there for a second. Also on the Civic Media app as well. It's a beautiful sunny day.
10 below.
It's freezing. At least the sun's out.
There you go. See?
There you go.
Some of the heavy lifting over there.
And when you get below zero, I don't even think you have to. I think I'm with Ian. You don't need to. Yeah, I don't need to exactly 10 or 11 below. It's cold.
You remember the, I'm sure you've seen Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Once or 100 times, yeah.
And the every day the radio comes on and the announcer goes, "It's cold."
Yep.
I played that earlier in the week. I should have had it on the hotkeys today.
Yes. Should have had that. Yeah. How would you get some of those? I like some of those.
Drops?
Drops, yeah. How would you get some of those? That's what they're called?
I will get the work on that.
Yeah, get the work on that. I'd like to see some drops in here when we, you know.
For you, special drops.
Drops. Just anytime you hear something, you know, you could have, you know. Some previews for drops for future shows you have with Sully's show. You can have drops. You can have drops everywhere. I think you should.
I will work on that.
I think spice it up.
There you go.
Ian, you going to help him out with that?
I can help with that.
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about the Bucks. Back on the up.
Well, it helps when you got five games at home in a row.
It does, but at the same time,
they are.
You like to, you know, they've been playing well, and they picked up three games on Boston in the last 10. They picked up three games on the Knicks in the last 10. They're starting to move up. They have a chance to move up.
Yeah, and unfortunately that game got canceled the other day.
But they'll play that would be a game.
They'll play, well, hopefully sometime. But so they won five games at home and got them from 20-17 to 25-17. And now they go on the road, seven of the next eight games on there. Yeah. And these first four, they can win all four of them. Or at least they're going to have to go out there and win three out of four. They have they start with the Clippers, which might be the best team of the group. And then they got two games in there that they need to win. They end up with San Antonio. So what you're hoping for is that you win three out of four. You come back home against a good Memphis team. You win that one. You go four out of five, and then you go on the road against the best team in the NBA. And you put that in a loss column, and then you got Charlotte and Atlanta, and you hope to get one out of two, if not both of those games. So out of those eight games, if you can go like 5-3 during these eight games, then we're going to say we're going in the right direction.
Don't even have to get on the plane.
What?
5-3 to stay home. 5-3 will...
If they can get to 5-3.
I know.
I mean, it's not going to be... because they can easily lose all these games.
But no, yeah, I understand that. But as a team, even beyond the schedule and everything, home games, road games, it feels like there's something coming together a little bit. I get a sense they kind of know who they are more than they kind of figure out that, okay, Chris, this is going to be your role when you're able to play. It just feels like, you know, Dame and Giannis have developed a better on-court rapport, I think. It just feels like it's come together a little bit.
I think they are who they are right now. I don't think anything is different. I don't see anything. I mean, Middleton was out last night.
Yeah.
But they kept their, now they have him coming off the bench. I think that was a wise move coming off there. He's better with that second tier group coming off. So there, he shrunk that bench down. Connaughton played last night. You know, I don't know if because now it's starting to get hot that they're going to try to make a trade. I just don't know if any trade at this moment. I think they're better off going with what they are.
Yeah, sometimes I agree 100% with that. You know, Jimmy Butler's been thrown out there. I just don't. He's combustible.
Well, they talked about the Viner Chicago. They're talking about. I mean, all these trades any of these trades are going to have to get rid of, which is not like a bad thing, but Content will be gone, Middleton will be gone, and maybe Portis might be gone. So are we getting better if we do that? I don't know.
Those types of players, too, there's only one basketball. That's why, you know, back in the day, the Tucker-type player that doesn't need the basketball is the one that they probably still need as much as anything.
Correct. If they can get something, that's why I think if they get somebody lower on that, I think that would be better. That's just my gut.
I mean, again, you got some high volume guys on that offense already, and the last thing you need is another high volume guy.
Yes, correct. And I don't think that would be good for him. I mean, because Middleton kind of needs the ball. That's part of the problem. Portis needs the ball when he's out there, too. And they're kind of starting to work it, where if you threw a guy that I just don't think it's going to gel. At this point in time, I think you're right. They're going in the right direction. They are what they are. Can they win a championship? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they can. But their best shot might be just to leave it alone.
Right. No, I agree.
Middleton, you see Middleton and Giannis always on the bench together. You see those guys. You see Connaughton. He's being the ultimate pro on there, and he's a good. You lose that continuity. I don't think they get better if they get rid of those guys. That's just my personal feeling.
I agree. College tonight, Marquette back in action, taking on Villanova at Fiserv. Had a inexplicable loss, I thought, to Xavier last weekend. Bounce back, beating.
But Xavier almost did beat
the first time. They almost beat Marquette the first time around, because the first time they played, Xavier came from a double-digit deficit, took the lead with a couple minutes left before Marquette came back. But no, Xavier is always a solid program, yes. But you're at home, you're undefeated, you had a big long win streak. It was just surprising in that sense.
Xavier is starting to play better, and I think they were predicted to be up there. I just don't know how Marquette. Sometimes Marquette, it's a little concerning, is that they can go on. If Cam Jones is not playing at a high level, they can look, I don't want to say just above average, but they can come back to earth very quickly. A lot of it banks off of how he's playing. And if he's not playing at that high level, you know, but it was nice to see the other night Gold was getting, hitting some threes and getting some stuff. They need more balance. They need 5, 6, 7 guys. They need some guys coming off the bench that can play and give that energy. I thought they even struggled early, really early in that game, and then they started pulling away, and then they got sloppy again at the end. But they, I don't think they're quite at the level that they were last year, and I think some people might be disagree. You lost two NBA guys. I mean, so it's not like they didn't lose anybody, but they have to. That was a game where you actually wanted to, before you hit, you have a couple of big games coming up against St. John's and Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You wanted to get a little padding, and you lost that padding with that loss.
Badgers, after being on the coast, home against Nebraska Sunday, Badgers just moving along. I mean, really solid.
They're really playing good basketball, even in that loss.
Right.
Even in that loss. It's tough. I mean, I don't know. And Maryland and Illinois last night. What I'm getting at is there's so many teams. Well, there's so many teams in that conference, but there's so many teams in that middle bracket. Well, even Minnesota, if you want to go all the way down to the bottom, Minnesota beat Michigan, who was undefeated at the time. So, but there's so many teams in that middle bracket. Any road win's going to be. When you look at the schedule, when you looked at them going to the West Coast, if they got one out of two, you'd be happy. Then you got to come back and beat Nebraska here this weekend, and then you go back on the road against Maryland and Northwestern. And then, you again, where you hope to take one out of two. If you can win your home games and take one out of two on the road here and there, you're going to be successful. And that's what – but they're really playing at a high level. Tanji did not score in the game against USC, and then he was like 8-for-9. Against UCLA, they got guys that Blackwell's playing. I mean, he's legit. He's up there, and they got the bigs that are playing very well in the middle. They have a real good team. UCLA needed that win, I think, more than Wisconsin did.
Question: how closely do you follow college basketball generally? Could you name the top five in the country?
No.
And it's because it's interesting because neither could I, because I just pulled it up just because I thought, hey, who's at the top?
And then actually, some of them are SEC teams. I know that.
Three of the top five.
Yep, that I do. I follow, but it changes every week.
I thought that was a football conference.
Well,
Iowa State's number three. That's one of the Marquette losses.
Yes. Yep.
Duke is number two, and I was surprised because I did not follow it. I thought, oh, Duke, I guess, is back.
But all those teams have weaknesses. Oh,
four of the top six are SEC because Tennessee's number six.
Correct. And Illinois almost beat Tennessee at home earlier in the year. I mean, they're all kind of – there's going to be good balance. I think a lot of those teams in the top 25 are going to be able to beat each other pretty – regularly here, especially in conference play, because obviously those SEC teams are going to play each other and they're going to lose some of those games, and that's how it's going to be. Where's Michigan State at there?
Michigan State is number eight.
And that's and you got Illinois and you got Michigan. All of those teams are solid. I mean, Illinois, Marquette had a win against Maryland.
Illinois 17, Wisconsin 18. Oh, what were you saying?
Well, I mean, because Maryland, who gave Illinois everything they could handle last night, did they end up winning that game, Illinois?
That's a good question.
Because there was Maryland was up about halfway through that second half, but it was at Illinois, and I would assume that they won.
91-70, Maryland.
So Maryland did pull away.
Yep.
And that was at Illinois.
And that's Illinois' third loss in the last four games.
That's an impressive. I mean, that's what I'm getting at is Maryland
depth.
There's so much depth in that conference. Anytime you can get a road game, you got to win those home games. And anytime you get on a road and get one, that's why that USC one was huge. And it would have been nice to sneak out that UCLA one. And in that first half, they were a little uncharacteristic. They had like too many turnovers. So it was almost. I think they ended up the game with 13, and they scored 10 points off it, and that's uncharacteristic for a Wisconsin team in that situation in that big of a game to do that.
Getting towards February, we're gonna get through that winter fast for you.
Well, and you gotta get better.
I know. We're gonna try in the next day or so. I'm not going to spread anything.
Do you got a game tomorrow?
No.
So you got a little time off.
We have our holiday party, though.
Well.
At least I won't have to.
Talk.
I'll just.
Well, you should if you want to be social, but. Yeah.
The owner of the station is going to be there, so I got to kind of say hello.
Oh, yeah. So what's your big, is this your Christmas holiday?
Got to go to Eau Claire for it.
Interesting.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Well, you got a bonus or something, maybe?
You just can't talk about stuff like that. See you next week.
Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Bring us back. Welcome back to the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM at 1230 AM, online at WXCO.FM, and on the Civic Media app as well. We're reaching the end of the week.
It is the 24th of January, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So what day of the year is it?
Oh, gosh, you made me do math this early.
Ian, we're in the first month of the year.
Oh, I'm messing with you. It's the 24th a day.
And that means there are 341 days remaining in the year. We're just flying right by this year, aren't we?
We really are. We're almost to the end of the month already.
And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find them first. On this date in 1935, the first canned beer went on sale. The American Can Company and Gottfried Krieger Brewing Company collaborated to package 2,000 cans of Krieger's Finest Beer and Krieger's Cream Ale. It was an immediate success. Nice. By the end of 1935, most major breweries had begun using cans. On this date in 1984, the first Apple Macintosh went on sale. On this date in 2003, the United States Department of Homeland Security officially began operation. I'm sure you are aware of this one. Mm-hmm. 2006 on this date, Disney agreed to purchase Pixar.
Yes. I remember that historic day.
And on this date in 2018, former U.S. Olympic team doctor Larry Nassar was found guilty of molesting over 150 girls. Mm-hmm. He was sentenced up to 175 years in prison. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Neil Diamond, 84 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Former Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton is 57. Actor Ed Helms is 51. Kristen Schaal, comedian. Also Carol on The Last Man on Earth, 47 years old today. Misha Barton of The O.C., 39. And somebody's been in the headlines. Justin Baldoni. Been in some trouble. But it's his birthday. He's 41. And if you out there celebrating your birthday,
happy birthday to all of you. Hope you stay warm out there too.
Special events today. Beer Can Appreciation Day. Belly Laugh Day. Macintosh Computer Day. Just Do It Day.
Yep. That's the Nike motto right there. Yep. Just Do It.
Activity Professionals Day. Compliment Day.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to give someone a compliment. A compliment that does not cost anything.
Exactly. Peanut Butter Day. Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. Talk like UConn Cornelius. You know, UConn?
It's not always easy to do, but it's a lot of fun.
I would do it normally, but today it might kill me. With the voice my way it is today.
Yeah, save your voice. Yep.
All right. Yes. It is time. It's been a week.
Oh, yes.
We've missed it. Number for the day.
Oh, yeah.
And our
Pokemon.
Number.
Pokemon.
And again, we give Ian three choices for the number for the day quiz. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right. So basically, on a normal week, need to get two out of five to get a passing grade, be above 33%. We want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong.
Yep, as a three out of five, my best week is four out of five, and I'm still looking for that perfect week, the holy grail, the five out of five. But if I get today right, I'll be on the right track. I'll get a one out of one. So that'd be a good
be a perfect week
start.
All right,
it would. Pokemon is the topic.
Yep, Pokemon.
All right, what is the question?
The number for the day is, what is the total number of Pokemon cards produced since the game's launch?
Number of cards produced since the game's launch.
Is the correct answer. 6.4 billion. Okay. Is the correct answer. 64.8 billion. Is the correct answer. 648 billion.
Okay.
6.4 billion, 64.8 billion,
or 648
billion.
How many Pokemon cards produced since the game's launch? Okay. 6.4 billion, 64.8 billion, or 648 billion. Okay. Well, there is a lot of cards out there, so I'm going to just adjust my gut here. I'm going to say that there are 64.8 billion. I'm going with B is my final answer. I'm going with the middle number for this answer.
All right. Correct total. Pokemon cards produced since the game's launch, 64.8 billion.
I was right?
You're right.
I was right.
One for one.
Yes.
A perfect week.
Oh, my gosh.
But
probably happened.
Oh, we're not going to.
Well, one out of one.
We're not going to make. It's a perfect week, but
yeah,
with an asterisk.
Yep. With an exception.
But doggone it, you still got to celebrate it, right?
It's a good step in the right direction.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yes. It's great to be back. Have a great weekend, everybody. And Chad, I hope you get your voice back.
We're going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
Have a good day, everybody.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Elon Musk, all concerned about Wisconsin Supreme Court. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yamato.
the drummers of Japan return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House says deportation flights carrying undocumented immigrants have begun leaving the U.S. after agents began rounding up suspects. CBS New York's Christina Pham.
ICE says it has made 538 arrests so far. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says those include arrests in New York of an MS-13 gang member, a sex offender, and a drunk driver.
The president heads to Los Angeles today to tour damage from massive wildfires. He's threatened to withhold FEMA aid, falsely accusing Governor Newsom of holding back water to fight the fires. But Newsom says,
I have all the expectations. They're going to do the right thing. That's what we do.
Hamas is set to free another group of hostages from Gaza tomorrow. CBS's Rami Innocencio's in Tel Aviv.
It is four Israeli female soldiers. We do have the names. We are holding on that until we get confirmation from the Prime Minister's office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany.